yourself a supreme reality. The problem facing humanity today is that none wants to look within oneself. People are enchanted by the fascinations of the external world. They do not find the need to go introvert. Vedanta cautions them that there is no peace and happiness in the sense objects or beings or anything that the world can offer. They claim that their personal experience belies this statement and dismiss the caution as baseless. The intelligentsia argue their sense organs enjoy the sense objects, that their eyes gain pleasure from sight, ears gain from sound, nose from smell, tongue from taste, and skin from touch. So does the mind contact and experience the joy of emotion, and the intellect revel in acquiring knowledge in the world. Their argument seems tenable. They are convinced that they perceive the pleasure and joy in the world and personally experience it. Nevertheless, Vedanta maintains that there is no pleasure or peace in the world. It bids you examine your conviction closely. You will then find the truth of its statement. The error in the conviction of the intelligentsia is akin to professing that the moon has light in it. On a moonlight night, you see the light emerging from the moon. The full moon, a 384,400 kilometers away, shedding its brilliant light over the earth, you use it to find your way, you enjoy the moonlight. By virtue of your experience, you aver there is light in the moon. And yet you will appreciate the moon has no light in it. It has only added land and dust. You would know that when you approach it, when you reach it. The light that you see from afar is reflected light. The moon merely reflects the light of the sun. Similarly, the world has no happiness inherent in it. The pleasure and joy you seem to get out of the world is a reflection of the bliss of yourself. The self in you is all blissful. This supreme bliss is reflected the world over in every object and being, in every perception, emotion and thought. You see pseudo bliss and run after it. When you get close and actually encounter it, you become disillusioned. No wonder the wealthy confess that there is no peace and happiness in wealth. The powerful with all the power also find themselves duped and disappointed. So it is with any worldly acquisition and enjoyment. Therefore, the way to ride over the monotony and misery of the world, to find everlasting peace and happiness, is to pursue and reach the source. Discover the self within you, the nucleus of true happiness. A prince approached a sage reverentially to learn all about God. A conversation ensued. Prince, venerable master, who is God? Where is he? How can I reach him? Sage, may I know who you are? Prince, my name is Gajapati. Sage, I appreciate that is your name, but tell me who you are. Prince, I am a prince. Sage, is that not your status? Prince, yes it is. I guess I'm just a human being. Sage, you say you are a human, not a bird or beast, but that is the species to which you belong. You have not yet told me who you are. The prince then realized that he was going round in circles and did not really know who he was. So with all humility he spoke again. Prince, am I then this body, mind and intellect which define my person? Sage, nay, not so. They are your material equipments. They too belong to you. The answer left the prince bewildered, and he submitted himself to the master. Prince, sir, I now reckon I do not know myself. Kindly let me know, who am I, and how does that relate to my inquiry of God? Sage, dear prince, you are the Supreme Self, the divine core of your person. The body, mind and intellect are mere vestures enveloping yourself. The self is known as Atman in Sanskrit, God in English. You will have to find the self within through introspection, through study, reflection and meditation. Vedanta helps reveal the Supreme Self in you. You then realize your infinite being, that which keeps you performing countless deeds. You move every muscle in the body. You cause each hair to grow. You eat. You produce the digestive juices in the stomach. You digest the food taken in. You distribute the digested food in every part of the body. You evacuate the waste. You operate the nerves. You feel emotions. You think various thoughts. These go on and on all your life. God is therefore the primal source of all activity, the Supreme Self which assumes the three forms of the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. The infinite power that operates in your personality is the same that operates everywhere, that enlivens the entire animal and plant world as well. The self same power that causes the sun to shine, earth to revolve, rivers to flow. That supreme power is known as Atman in the microcosm and Brahman in the macrocosm. Atman and Brahman are one and the same reality, that is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, your divine self.